Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Here I'm studying the book of Hebrews. These people had problems. I'm not saying we don't have problems, but in light of what this is taking place, they did it joyfully. And most people would quit church. Well, I'm giving up. I thought this would be better than this. They did. What a tremendous, they did it. Is that what your Bible says? Joyfully. The spoiling, the word spoiling means robbery. They took it of your goods. Why? How could they do this? Knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. You have a possession that you can never lose. Do what they may here on earth, but you have something much better that money can't buy, where thief can't break in and steal, where rust does not corrupt. When we think of things like this in eternity, we think eternity, the here and now when things happen to us, and I'm going to preach this morning about the name of the message is peace. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend. What does the word nothing mean? Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I lost everything I got. You still have Jesus. And you still have a better and an enduring substance. The word enduring means it will last and remain. They cannot take that away. They had a heavenly perspective. And that's what we as believers need to have here on earth. A heavenly, when difficult times come in our life, they can't take that away. Verse number 35. So because of that, and you know that, verse number 35, cast not away therefore your confidence. Don't give up. Cast not away. Don't throw it away. Hold fast. The thought is this, a reference here is to cowardly soldiers who throw away their shields in the time of battle. When the battle is tough and they're standing there with the shields, they throw it down and they run. That's the thought here. When he says, cast not away therefore your confidence, don't you quit. We're in a battle. You keep going. I think it was the French Foreign Legion. It's been a while since I heard this. I think it was this, that their motto is this. I think this is right. Y'all can check me out after church. Don't Google it right now. After church, okay? Their motto, I think, was this. If I fall, pick me up. If I stumble, push me on. If I retreat, shoot me. In other words, we're facing this battle. We're not going to quit. And that's what this thought. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. You need to know that you know. Don't let those doubts. Remember, that was the problem with these believers. They had those doubts. That was the problem with the Hebrews in the wilderness. They had the doubts. That was the problem with Adam. Hath God said, verse number 36, for you have need of patience. There's that word again, hupomene. It means endurance. And this patience is built through trials and testings. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 4. Time won't allow. I wanted to finish this day. But James 1, 2, and 4, you know what that says about trials and testings. Live your patience and make you stronger. Okay, let's move on. You have need of patience. After that, after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. What promise? He's not talking about salvation. He's talking about that promise of rewards. And I'm going to throw this in and I'm going to move on. Bridal identity. There's a promise there. I'm going to drop a bombshell when we have some new people here. Not everybody who is saved is going to be in the bride of Christ. I did not say they weren't going to heaven. Everybody who's saved is going to heaven, but not every believer is going to be in the bride of Christ. That has a reference here. Time won't allow that to speak of that, and I know most people won't teach that and believe it, but those who were apostate and went back and they're not coming back. This is what they're referring to. They're not. Are they going to heaven? Absolutely. Are they going to be in the bride? Absolutely not. They'll be in heaven. If you can show me, and I know I got to quit. If you can show me one scripture in the Bible where ever all saved believers are going to be in the Bible, I will publicly admit that they're right. You're right. No. I can show you many verses where it talks about saved people who lose their reward, who lose that they had. Every saved person has the potential of being in the bride, every one of us. But Paul made this strange statement. He, in 1 Corinthians, said, I have fear for you. I've espoused you as a chaste virgin to the Lord, but I have fear for you. Why is Paul fearing for these believers at Corinth? Not that they're going to lose their salvation. They've been chaste as a virgin, as a bride, but he had fear they're going to lose that relationship because of their carnality. Remember, he called them in chapter number 3, you're a bunch of carnal, you're babes. You're still in the bottle. Okay, that has a reference to here, that you might receive the promise. And then verse number 30, I got to close with this. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, speaking of Jesus, will come. And all God's people said, and he will not tarry. I was talking to Brother Archie yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about the imminent return of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus Christ can come at any moment. He can come today. He can come now. If you don't believe that, you've been wrong before. Okay? Anyway, people say, if the Lord tarries his coming. You ever heard that? If the Lord tarries his coming. I'll do if the Lord tarries his coming. I'm telling you now, the Lord, God has a calendar. I don't know the date because I told Archie, God has not allowed me to look on his calendar. A lot of men would put a calendar out there so the Lord's coming on this day or this day or this day. No, I do know he will come and he will not tarry. There's a certain day he's coming. I don't know when it is, but anyway, I need to move. Let me finish it and I'll be done. But now the just shall live by faith, and I got to. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them. Let me just read this without any comment and I'll be done because I got 2 minutes. The just shall live by faith. This verse is taken from Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 4. It's also in Romans chapter 1, verse number 17, and Galatians 3:11. You've heard this through this Old Testament, New Testament. The just shall live by faith. In Romans chapter number 1, verse number 17, it emphasizes the just. Paul emphasizes that part of that, the just. Galatians chapter 3, verse number 11, Paul emphasizes, shall live. The just shall live. And then here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 28, it emphasizes by faith, because in chapter number 11 is that great chapter of faith. I wanted to explain that and time will allow, but I hope you get the point. The just shall live by faith. It's emphasized that the meaning in Romans is the just, in Galatians shall live, in Hebrews by faith. I hope y'all got that little tidbit of information. Pretty good. For we walk by faith and not by sight. For without faith it's impossible to please God. We're not just saved from our sin by faith. We must also live by faith. And if any man draw back, the word draw back means to take in the sell. They're no longer selling with the Lord. They take in their sales. What that means to draw back, to withdraw, and to go back to reversionism. This is believers. These are believers. He says, I will have no pleasure in them. In other words, not pleasing. There's a lot of people who's going to make it to heaven, and the Lord's not going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special revival services with Brother Mike Holcomb. He will be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. for special revival services. We hope that you'll come join us. That's this Sunday, October 15th through Wednesday, October 18th. Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.